biscuits and gravy.
Hello, boys. What does LP stand for?
Lizard people.
Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
All right, Chuck. You know what that means.
You hear that? That's not the cowbell.
You hear the bell?
Ring my bell.
This
toca bowl.
This is a bell that you brought me from San Francisco.
And I frequently ask you who gave it to you, and not to be rude, because I forget.
You bought me this bell when you were in San Francisco. Do you want to go ahead and... What does it say on the bell?
It says, ring for weed.
Yeah, so I have my own little weed bell, and then I ring it for weed. So every time a bell rings, a stoner gets high.
Mm.
I'm going to hit this bong real quick.
Make sure to cough into the microphone as much as you can. Ooh, that was a good one.
Sounds good.
Man.
So this... a couple weeks ago on the show,
yeah, cough it out, brother.
We were talking about having ice in your bong, and so I decided to ice this bad boy up, and it does
it make you cough more?
It does make all the difference having the ice in the bong. It tastes nice and cold. And you get a nice crisp and refreshing hit. Isn't that nice?
That's so good.
I'm
going to
hit it again. Hold on.
We are episode 400. We are not 401. We're not 410. We're not 411. We're not 418. That was a good episode. We're not 419. That was last week while I was away.
I can't believe. So this is through some sort of like divine gravy providence.
Yes, some biscuit intervention.
Through biscuit intervention, you know, the Church of Biscuits and Gravy,
yes.
which we're planning on
you
starting.
You cannot give up on the gravy, the Church of Biscuits and Gravy.
Through some sort of...
Imagine getting baptized in McCormick.
In gravy? Oh, man.
Through
some sort of gravy miracle, our 420th episode just happens to fall exactly on the week of 420.
Yeah, April 20th, man.
Just like Easter. Also, Easter is on 420
That's
this
right.
year as well. So, I mean, there's some sort of...
Christ is risen and so have I.
Yes, Christ has ascended high into the heavens and so are we as we sit here on my couch smoking the skunk in the bunker. It's the skunker in the bunker, Chuck.
Skunker in the bunker. Well, I'll be.
We're getting skunker in the bunker. That's right. It's 420 on 420. Skunker in the bunker. The 420 spectacular.
That's more episodes than the original Law & Order had.
So this is...
You know that, Law & Order?
How many years have we been doing the show?
9.
So this is like 9 years in the making.
Yeah.
And how long have you been smoking weed?
Been smoking weed like 25 years,
something like that.
Let's see here. I did it once the summer, I think, like, of high school. And then I'll never forget, it was Martin Luther King Day. Sophomore year is when I first started smoking on the regular.
On Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was Martin Luther King Day weekend. And that's when I knew I should smoke weed all the time.
I remember my first time vividly. I was in a band and we had band practice, and the place where we practiced was at the guitar player's house, and he lived about an hour away down
Whoa.
Past the airport.
Whoa.
And so one day after band practice, we just decided to like get high. And that was the first time that I ever smoked a joint. I had an amazing time. And then I remember driving home.
No, you never smoke and drive.
You just
play with guns.
As I'm driving home, I'm going around the airport, and you know what?
You're not supposed to.
When you pass a giant airport, it's just like one long curved road.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like lock into the turn. Like I just have the steering wheel like 10 degrees, and I just lock into this turn, and I'm looking out at the lights of the airport, and like the lights are all lit up around the airport, and it looked beautiful. And I just remember like being in this beautiful kind of like trance. I was like, wow. And then we got home, and my friend's mom had made egg salad sandwiches.
Oh, man. Very underrated.
We ate so many egg salad sandwiches. It was amazing.
It was the best egg
salad sandwich that I've ever had.
Even better than Japan?
Even better than Japan.
Wow.
Given the circumstances.
The first time having a sandwich that sticks with you.
That was the first time that you got high. right? But what was, do you remember having like...
No, I'd gotten high before, but that is when I started becoming a stoner.
Oh, that was when you knew like this was forever?
I smoked weed.
I knew right away.
A joint over a campfire with a kid that allegedly had leukemia. And I remember I saw more like a strobophobic effect. That's when you're you hate strobe lights.
Yeah.
Camping's a good time to do it, though. Driving. Holy smokes, man. I don't think you should be smoking weed ever when you're driving.
Well, I would never.
Who would?
Get high and drive around.
Definitely not. And smoking joints in the car with the window down, looking at the ocean. Who wants that?
So good.
No.
I remember, like, in Philly, like, when you're stuck in traffic on 95 for, like, hours.
That's when you're packing it.
You're
all
just
the bowls.
So mad, and you're just sitting there smoking a bowl, and it's the only thing that makes it okay.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been stuck in traffic and have someone ask you for a match or a lighter, and then you give them to them, or they give it to you because you're the person asking, and then it's, like, best friends forever, but only in that minute?
Where you're like, I know what's going on.
Oh,
here.
Like, could we bum? Like, yeah, man, this is great. We're edging. I don't think we're getting it back.
Okay, so that was the time that you knew.
Mm-hmm.
The time that I knew.
I danced, where, but this is when I first slow danced and didn't let go.
The time that I had that was like the most amazing experience where I was like, I'm going to do this forever. We got some Kind Bud from my friend Tom, and we pulled over somewhere near a park, and we just, like, baked out the car, and I was laying in
Love
the back
it.
Seat, and we were listening to Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, almost as soon as it started, it felt like it was over. Like it all went by so quickly. But I remember listening to the song, and, like, my brain was having, like, this kaleidoscope effect of, like, colors and sounds, and it was amazing.
Weed's supposed to be a hallucinogen, but if you smoke it 5 times a week for 20 years, not as much.
Yeah, not as much. But that
I
night,
I
remember. I remember.
I
it
get
was
groovy,
like,
bro.
I'm feeling groovy right now.
Yeah, dog. After Europe, we didn't smoke weed for like 10 days. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
I took like half a little breath mint of edibles the other day, and then I was like, why am I so stoned?
Oh yeah,
that's right. I took a little bit.
Yeah, our tolerance was down because we were in Italy we were off island.
Yeah,
for
and as you know,
long,
the
like
Italians
days,
don't tolerate much.
Yeah. But we didn't have any weed on us. So when I came back, like
Pink
that
Floyd,
first
man.
Bong rip, I was like, whoa.
I'm really glad you brought Pink Floyd up for two reasons. One is we have a 420 special. We don't do it every year, but you and I almost every year.
We watch Wizard of Oz synced up with Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon on the third Lion's Roar.
The Lion's Roar!
In the MGM logo. That's when you hit play, and then it syncs up from there.
Mm-hmm. And this year, we're going to watch Mr. Popper's Penguin, and that syncs up with Daft Punk. We're going to do dinner and a movie. We're going to cook Penguin, and we're going to take Poppers and watch Mr. Popper's Penguin.
Now that sounds like
and
a good time.
It matches up completely. If you press play the third time you want to murder Jim Carrey in that movie, it matches perfectly with Daft Punk.
Now there's been a long time argument where, by the way, when Chuck says we're gonna take poppers, he's talking about jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, dog. I would never.
No, we're doing amyl nitrate. Is that what it is?
Is that what it is?
So
I eat enough bacon. I don't need more nitrates.
There's
in
been
me.
This. There's been this long running.
Nitrates don't open me up. They close me off, baby.
There's been this long running argument between fans and Pink Floyd over whether or not you were supposed to sync it up, whether or not they did that on purpose.
Some people say our brains just create patterns the way that we see constellations in the sky as being an archer.
Yeah, and so
or
there's a one theory is that it's just our brain drawing similarities. But there's a lot of things that match up so well that it's kind of like it's
symbolism.
Now Pink Floyd has also said, "Oh, we didn't have the technology to do that. First of all, we wouldn't do that, and second of all,
they had the technology.
We wouldn't." They said they claimed that they didn't have the technology to figure out how to sync something
Wizard
up to watch Wizard of Oz and record music at the same time. It's absurd. The album that they put out before Dark Side of the Moon was an album that was a soundtrack
to a movie,
and the name of that album is Obscured by Clouds. So they had the technology to watch a movie and score music to it.
Then they obscure it by lies.
Yeah, obscured by lies, Pink Floyd, but they've never admitted that it was on purpose.
Who told us that anecdote recently about when they were doing the photo shoot in London and they had the big pig? They only paid the sniper for one day.
So that was during the photo shoot for the the cover of the album Animals.
They had Animals.
They had a mishap with the pig balloon, and apparently apparently it knocked out the electricity to the Heathrow Airport, which was
Which one of you is pink?
Which was the last time that the electricity had been knocked out at Heathrow Airport until it happened right before we were supposed to fly there.
Yeah, and then the Russians did it.
Yeah, so I forget who was telling us that anecdote, but
I read it somewhere.
That was I read this article. Now we've got a lot of smoking apparatus here.
Yeah, dog. What
a lot
is,
of apparatus.
You don't like smoke joints too much, though. You're not like a joint roller in your own house.
I don't smoke joints when I'm in the house. Most of the time, if I'm smoking a joint, it's because I'm with you and you're probably in your car. But joints are messy. Also.
They are. They don't burn evenly.
Yeah, you're smoking like, paper, so yeah. I don't like doing that indoors anyway. But I always think of blunts and joints as like outdoor things or something that you take with you. Like I like joints for on the go. Like I'll pre-roll a joint, take it to a concert, take it somewhere, you know, take it to a park, take it to the beach.
It's too inconvenient to carry bowls on you. Yeah, so the joints work out. But you know what? A lot of times
but when I'm
people
home,
want to
I prefer
share
bong.
Joints.
I mean, look how beautiful this bong looks.
It's so nice.
I've had that bong for a long time, too. I've had that bong for, let's see. I think probably like 8 years now.
Whoa. So this
eight,
pipe.
10 years.
We were only 1 year old as a show.
Yeah.
When you got this pipe.
Yeah. And it's only got one sticker on it, and it's a high spice sticker.
Hmm.
And the lighter that we're using is the lighter.
Oh, it's a clipper lighter from
it's
Barcelona.
It's a clipper lighter. It's the one that we got while we were in Barcelona.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not supposed to travel with that. Ice
the cool thing
get
is the clipper lighters, you can refill them.
Ooh.
So we can use this lighter forever.
And they're just good torches. If you think Bic lighters are good compared to crack lighters, you got to get yourselves on. We're not being sponsored by them, but they're so good.
Yeah, clipper's pretty awesome. And then I have this bubbler, which is a really nice bubbler that I got from a friend of the show, Sonny Dennis.
It's almost as tall as the bong, but it's much more lighter and colorful. Yeah, I like bubblers.
It's a nice little bubbler. And
I
then
just
I
like
also
pipes.
I have two Gandalf pipes. I've got the wooden one that I got about 5 years ago.
That has a good screen in it.
And then I have the glass Gandalf
Wood's
pipe.
Got a good mouthfeel, but I've learned this the hard way. You shouldn't bite down on either one. Did you know that?
You see this one, this glass one.
Ooh, that one's a hoot.
That was a gift. It's a big glass Gandalf. That was given to me by a friend of the show, Shaheen.
The other one's a hoot, though, too.
The other one is a hoot because it's a carved owl. It's a big wooden bowl with an owl carved in it. And that was given to us by a friend of the show, Quirky Gardner.
And is that a doorknob next to it, or a vape pen, or a sex toy? What is that?
I don't anticipate smoking weed out of this. But
is that a bottle opener?
Yeah, so it's like a keychain bottle opener, but it also has functions as like a one hitter. Like you can pack a little tiny amount of weed right in the top there.
Oh my god.
And then there's a hole in the back, so it functions as like a little one-hitter as
well.
Wow,
I thought this was a handle to like a cabinet or something.
It does look like a handle to a cabinet, but you can open a beer and you can smoke weed out of it.
If I was the president, I would want someone to open beer
and
smoke weed with me.
And keep your keys together,
in my cabinet. who's getting into a concert with that? We had a lot of fun today for 420, man. We're going to hang out. We're going to watch the new season of Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah. I just downloaded new episodes of Black Mirror.
I mean, paid $20 a month to have Netflix or Hulu, whoever makes it. And then we're going to stream it and still watch commercials.
And you've got your little flash drive there.
Oh, I know. Flash.
I've got so much stuff for you to load up on that at flash drive.
Because
I've got the new season of Severance.
Wow, you really decorated the bunker, too. It looked really, it's like so stoner feeling here.
Yeah, so I, to get into the 420 spirit, I have like a towel drying rack, and I've put up my beach towel on display. It says Pakalolo, Hawaii. It has a giant picture of a pot leaf, and then around the side it says Maui Waui, Kona Gold, Puna Butter. And then down at the bottom it says cannabis. Legalized today.
Go. Legalized today, get high tonight.
Oh yeah, all right.
If they legalized weed, you know how like they have Best Buy dates when you get like deli meat or something or salads has Best Buy, right? If you get legalized weed, would it be like Best Buy right now? Like smoke that bull, baby. Have you smoked old weed?
Smoke immediately. Well, actually, I like smoking old weed because
it gets you old school stoned, man. Like dazed and confused.
It gives you the giggles.
But it gives me the sneezes sometimes, which is no good.
Speaking of dazed and confused, I got a little segment for us.
Sure.
You know that what that sound means.
Ooh.
That sound means it's time for
Bell for the Highway to Hell.
A 420 special segment.
420 special segment on the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Hold on, let's play some sound effects.
Live on BiscuitWars.com, wherever, Spotify. Are we going to replay on KAKU 80.5, The Voice of Lazy?
Probably not.
All right, good. Who needs them?
Because then I have to cut all the fucks out.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. I'm going to go get the Taco Bell. What's the first segment?
Okay. Do you want to get the Taco Bell first?
Yeah, let's get to, tease me. What's the first segment?
It's going to be ranking stoner movies.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to get some Taco Bell. Going to hammer time some bourbon, then come back with some biscuits and gravy show.
Friend of the show, John Quigley, is calling.
Take the call. I'll get the T-Bell.
Chuck is literally going to go get Taco Bell right now. And
doctors have been telling us to drink 8 glasses of gravy a day.
We'll be back after these messages.
420. Oh, yeah, baby.
Chuck, what do you call cheese that's not yours?
I still eat the cheese that's not mine. That's actually a huge recurring problem, is that I'm constantly eating cheese, no matter who has ownership of the cheese.
So your answer to the joke is mine. What do you call cheese that's not yours? Mine.
Nacho
cheese.
All right.
That's right. You are back from Taco
Bell. Wow, what are you doing? Your tight five.
So update. So last our listeners heard, you were...
how you should never smoke and drive.
You were
and
talking
then
about
I went and got Taco Bell.
You were talking about how you shouldn't smoke and drive. And we do understand the irony that Chuck then immediately drove to Taco Bell. Now you rode your bike to Taco Bell?
Yes, I rode a one wheel to Taco Bell. Hey, can't say that.
And now you're back.
And I'm back, baby.
And I thought you were gonna go get the party pack. Because
I didn't tell you my secret missions.
Usually when you go to Taco Bell, we get the party pack, which is like, what is it, 10 soft tacos?
Yeah, it's like 5 soft tacos, 5 hard tacos, or 10 tacos.
You can do half and half if you want. Mm-hmm. But you secretly got some sort of other bundle that comes with 2 soft tacos, 2 burritos,
2
Crunchwrap Supremes.
Yeah, and then 2 chips and salsa.
2 chips and nacho cheese.
Yeah.
And we mixed... On your recommendation.
Hot cake, guys. If you're not doing this, Biscuiteers, Gravy Gals, and you Biscuit Boys, I'm a little sad about this. Have you guys not done that? I'm mad you didn't even do this.
I'm also eating some cool ranch Doritos that you brought over.
See, now you passed the test. I got both. I got both red and blue. I want to see which one you like more. By the way, my hot take, I don't like lime chips, dude.
So I did tell you to bring the Doritos, but I didn't know what flavor you were going to get. I've been seeing some wild flavors of Doritos lately. They have like the late night. It's got like a neon sign on it.
Yep. It's got lime and chipotle and like something else. And I'm like, you're just like, this is leftovers.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of. I saw a cheeseburger one. Now,
you know what?
Is the late night?
Okay.
Is the late night like, is that subtly
saying
for
stoner?
Stoner?
Food?
Yeah. Is that them saying stoner without officially saying it?
And why would late night be like sexy, I mean, like, purple?
We've talked about this before. Like Jack in the Box also have the late night munchy meal.
And then Taco Bell has the fourth meal, but it's not
fourth
for squares.
Meal. And then one time I was watching a Taco Bell commercial and it was the TV was on mute. So the closed captions came on and we were getting high and we just had the TV on in the background and the Taco Bell commercial comes on and then... At the end of Taco Bell commercials, it goes bong.
Bong, exactly.
The closed captions, instead of saying bell sound.
Rhythmic bell sound.
It said
the bells of St. Mary.
It said bong sound.
Bong.
And I was blown away. I was like, yeah, dude.
Bong
sound.
Bong sound,
oh, wait,
baby.
Hold on. I'm going to make a bong sound right now.
And we've talked before of what is the most stoner-centric fast food place. I mean, Cane's fried chicken in a way. You get a fried chicken sandwich at Cane's, guess what? It's chicken fingers.
The one caveat of having the ice in the bong, which is why I don't
do
it unless... Yeah, the ice melts down.
Hold on.
And then it raises. It's like global warming.
Hold
like
on! No, you're going to ruin it for me! I knew it! You're always ruining things for me, Fitz.
It's almost...
No!
Then there's too much water.
No!
The water level has risen.
Just in time for Easter weekend. Just in time for Easter weekend, bro.
The water level in the bong.
Christ has melted.
Christ has melted.
Christ will rise again.
I was like, Jesus is the one responsible for raising the
ocean
levels?
What happens when you get baptized, brother?
Oh, yeah, because Archimedes taught us about displacement. So getting baptized raises the water level.
And Eureka.
You're going into it.
Eureka is just when a jumble garble for Jeshua. Everyone knows that.
And Republicans are also the ones voting for corporations, which are putting out greenhouse gases and carbon emissions, which is causing the water level to rise.
More greenhouse and less condo house. You
Wait,
know what I
mean? Christians like subconsciously want the water level to rise because it reminds them of them getting baptized?
Yeah, they want more rainbows. Well, no, they don't.
Whoa.
The rainbow originally was God's way of saying, Noah, you're cool. We've killed all the retarded giants.
You can tell that we're...
Which, by the way, kind of rough. Kind of rough there.
You can tell that we're way more stoned than when we started.
You know, have you done that stoner show?
It feels great.
What's that traveling stoner show where you do it sober and then you get stoned and then they do it again?
I did. Me and Corky were both on that show.
Oh, you and she hosted or she was part of the show 2 weeks ago. She might be part of it next week. Who knows?
So
first of all, if you guys don't know this hot tip, first of all, Chuck Thompson hot pro tip from Taco Bell, get the app, okay? And I don't mean appetizer, but I do mean it, okay? Also, speaking of appetizers,
and poppers.
We made some penguin chicken wings earlier. Or some penguin wings. It's fattier. It's like, you ever like gnaw on an ear because you're trying to be erotic because the fourth date and you haven't been laid yet? So you're like, let's just see what's going on here.
The worst part is...
That's what penguin tastes like.
The worst part is those penguin wings that we ate earlier... So expensive because Trump put the tariff on that island that only has penguins on it.
You know what? I gotta tell you though, honestly, Vince, it was a little deceitful when I told you they were expensive. As a true friend, I gotta tell you,
are we eating rat wings?
I bought the penguins pre-Trump. They've been in my freezer. As you know, I get that deluxe meat box delivered to me from D'Artagnan. The penguins are old.
The guy from the Three Musketeers?
Yes,
delivers meat to you
from
D'Artagnan.
France.
Your burrito was in the kitchen?
Yeah, my burrito's in the kitchen, man. Do you ever have burrito kitchen problems?
Chuck, this burrito is so good.
Okay, so hot take on any Taco Bell item?
When you left, I was like, it was just starting to kick in the weed. And then when you came back, I didn't know how hungry I was. And then I took a bite of this burrito and I was like, oh my God.
Bong!
Bong!
It's like they want it, baby.
Oh my God. Mmm.
Any Taco Bell burrito, you got to get grilled, dude. It's free, and that means they either need to reheat a good burrito, and they're going to subconsciously grab a better burrito, but more likely, they're making a burrito fresh, and I guarantee that because I usually pay for some sort of, like, add onions or sour cream or supreme it or something. You got to make the burrito a little bit special, and I know you're increasing the cost of the burrito by 30%, but
this
who cares, brother?
This is a bean and cheese burrito.
It's a bean and cheese burrito.
But there's sour cream on the inside of
and
it?
And then I made it supreme, and then I got it grilled.
You can do that?
Yeah, you can custom. But they're supposed to add onions and red sauce, but they didn't. But I didn't get charged for it, so it's okay.
One time, I was talking about getting the steak burrito from Taco Bell and taking it into the movie theater, the grilled steak burrito. And
you remember
poo-pooed
when they had
it?
They remember when they had? Okay, yes, I poo pooed it. I just sit next to you.
I forget what movie that was. I remember having a grand old time. It might have been Oppenheimer.
We got Philly cheesesteaks, and
it's so cool having a movie theater like right down the street from me.
Also, that movie theater's dope.
Yeah. It's a good movie theater.
Movie theaters came a long way in our lifetime. They used to be squeaky auditorium BS seats. Now they're like full-on Chase lounges. They're better.
Chuck.
They're better than Lazy Boys. They're lazy men.
That's an amazing segue because you know what else has really come a long way in our lifetime? Weed.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
When I first started smoking weed, like, it was like illegal.
I mean, it's still
illegal, but I mean, like, it was like super duper illegal. And
we had parents.
Like, people were getting, like, arrested for having, like, a joint on them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you get pulled over by the cops and you had weed on you, you're, like, going to jail.
And, I mean, if your name wasn't, like, Zach Morris or Charles Thompson, you're going away for hard time.
Which is, it's...
Hard time, baby.
It's wild, man. And now...
You better get good at gambling cigarettes.
When I first started smoking weed being legal anywhere in the country was like a pipe dream.
We, even when places started getting legalized weed for people who had like crippling, aching pains and stuff, that was cray cray.
Yeah, when people started getting like medical marijuana, that was impressive. But probably then,
Cool Ranch, beginning of the night, nacho cheese, end of the night.
I remember like being in college and signing petitions to make weed legal. And I was like, that'll never happen.
Man,
I'll sign your petition.
I was
but
in Maine over the summer, and I got a half an ounce of dank, the dankest weed. Half an ounce, man, 14 grams. It was like $90. It was like the dankest, like shoe-stopping, push-me-away weed, brother.
When we were in Seattle, we just took it for granted. We're like, okay, we're on vacation, so what do? And then we happened to drive by like a dispensary. That place was just too cheap
for its own good.
So we go inside this dispensary. We're like, oh, cool, like a cannabis shop. So we go inside, and it's just like, you go in there, you're like a kid in the candy shop all over again.
Yeah, because I have no weed candy shop.
It's like
Vincent Archangel 40 the 3rd.
There's weed. There's like dabs. There's concentrates.
This is the
edibles.
Biscuits and Gravy show. You know how excited we get over weeds and dabs and edibles and how many different flavored and types of edibles. Do you want cookies? Do you want brownies? Okay, you want cookies? We got 8 different type of cookie weeds, bro.
And also the best part is that like you, it'll be like, this will relax you, or this is energetic, or this is you know, like before,
it's very catered experience.
You would buy some brick pack Mexican weed that some dude had under his stairs.
Or maybe
you like,
got something called Kind Bud.
You're like, what does this do?
That means you were smoking weed in Philly 20 something years ago. If you caught the Kind Bud, baby.
Kind Bud.
Kind Bud, some Philly stuff, man. But like 25 years ago.
You would get weed from people and you'd be like, so what kind of weed is it? They're like, I don't know. What does it do? It gets you high. And I mean, like,
yeah. Roll. Do you have any shoe paper at home from like when you bought sneakers? Roll it in there. Don't you dare close your eyes.
I never would have believed that we'd be living in a world
America. 1 gram pre-rolled joints for $5.
Could you imagine going to like Louisiana right now? And it's like, oh, not only is it not legal, but like, if you even, you're still in the country. You're still in America. The same country where.
debatable.
But like, if you get pulled over by a cop, you're going to jail. That's it. Game over.
We have a very close comedian friend. We won't dox him right now, but he is a dog. Hark!
That's my joke.
He got pulled over with a vape pen. Wasn't even stoned. Had a vape pen on him.
North Dakota.
How far go will they?
I don't want to dox Shane, but a comedian Lucas from North Dakota Price. Was in. When Shane had to go to court.
Sorry, I just switched from the high to the rye.
Oh, yeah? The High West.
Woo!
So you went from the High West. We're drinking High West right now.
Oh, my God.
And you
take it away from me.
Is that what you did? You switched over to the Bullet Rye?
Bullet, bro.
Yeah. As you guys know, Biscuits and Gravy is brought to you by Bullet Rye. Bullet Rye is like what I always perennially will have in my bar at home.
Yes.
I got it out.
Because you replant it, right? Or no, annuals you replant. You know?
Annuals you replant.
I tried. You ever tried growing weed?
I have grown weed before. You know what happened to it? It got almost to the point where it's starting to bud, and spider mites. Oh, it's always the spider mites, dude.
Spider mites.
I was so heartbroken when
Funny they call them spider mites, but then we call them ghost ants?
Ghost ants?
You ever hear that ghost? You never. Whoa, hold on. You don't have ghost ants in your house?
Ghost ants aren't a thing.
Ghost ants? Yes, they are. You never have ghost ants?
I don't know what. Are those like the ghosts of ants?
No, they're like this really small.
The invisible ants?
They're almost invisible.
We have those outside. We don't have them in the house.
I got indoor ghost ants.
You got indoor ghost ants?
Indoor ghost ants.
He's got indoor ghost ants, ladies and gentlemen.
I have ghost ants that live in my mirror.
Do you want to.
In my mirror.
The other day I was washing my car in.
You're not a car washer that much.
The driveway. No, I do wash my car.
Really?
Like every other week.
In your own driveway, though?
And because I had a cold, I blew a snot rocket into the driveway.
Oh, my God. That was so much fun.
And there was so many of those tiny little ants swarming it. I didn't know ants loved mucus.
Spider mites and ghost ants, huh?
All right, Chuck, I got a question for you.
Sure.
What do you what containers in the past have you used to smoke to store your weed?
Oh, to store my weed in?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to the sandwich bags that are not Ziploc. You know the sandwich bags that fold into each other?
Oh, and, yeah, the sandwich bags.
Yeah, where people like cut. Shut the fuck up, you loser. Yes, the sandwich bags. And then people, when they have cigarette packs and they take the cellophane off of cigarette packs and melt them. Cheers to you guys for doing that. Because like cigarettes back in the day are like $6, like 12, 13 now, you know. But back in the day, you got some, ooh, man, you're getting some fucking homegrown, but not headies.
When you know that the weed that you're getting is super ghetto.
Yeah.
When it's in a cigarette cellophane.
But that
I've
doesn't
done that
mean
before.
It's bad. I mean, I'd rather have a ghetto empanada than a fancy empanada.
I mean, I've done that before when you just need to break somebody off like a Nick.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, well, I don't have like a bag on me, but here, I'll seal up this cellophane.
The town I grew up in.
You seal it up with the lighter, so it like
yeah, you
got to
melt it. And it melts the flavor. If anything, that improves the flavor of the weed.
Of the weed?
I used to buy weed on the street, and they bulldozed like 2/3 of the street to build a mall, and then they turned it into a one-way. But then when the mall got bigger, they closed it off. So it was a one-way that was a dead end, right?
Right.
And so it used to be more illegal to get the weed than it was to drive down it. But now, like, weed in Connecticut, you can go buy it in gas stations. You can buy it in head shops. There is, like
places. Oh, it's legal in Connecticut?
Yeah. You can go into
for
a head shop.
That's
and
good.
If you told me 13 years ago that you could, go to a cigar store and have options, have 15 to 25 different options of weed for $40 an eighth, I'd be blown away and so happy.
I know, it's pretty amazing.
But now I see stuff for $40 an eighth, 3.5 grams, and you're like, ah, it should be cheaper. Because there are states like Washington and Oregon where it's so dirt cheap to get weed, dude. Colorado, some of the dankest stuff I've gotten in Colorado is $20 an eighth, and it blows Connecticut stuff out of the water.
Yeah. I mean,
now how do we get prescription marijuana?
It's crazy. That's why I can't wait for. We're so close to having legal weed in Hawaii. We'll get there.
They're going
to
legalize now, sports betting way before they legalize weed.
That's already legal.
Sports betting? Now, online sports betting.
Yeah, it's super legal.
Not in Hawaii.
How are they going to stop you? You should use a VPN. You see that container there?
Oh, you're talking about. You know what? You, Vince.
That container.
Thank you so much for getting me back on track.
That container is a shredded beef jerky container.
Jack Link's, baby. It looks like dip.
It looks like
we're talking about weird containers you store your weed in on the Biscuits and Gravy Show for our 420th episode spectacular.
I don't know if you guys have ever had shredded beef jerky, but it comes in a container that looks like the same stuff that they have like chewing tobacco in.
Dip in, baby. You ever play Around the World?
Yeah, it's like it looks like a hockey puck. It's a circular disc shaped little plastic container. Mm-hmm. And I picked one of those up a couple months ago, and back in the day, I used to always store my weed in those, and I was like got nostalgic about it.
People do a lot of mint containers. I used to do joints in mint containers.
I used to do the Altoids, the sour Altoids container. They were also circular disc shaped, like a hockey puck kind of shape, and it had two sides. One was like a... It said to share and not to share. And one side you would lift up and it would be like a small, take one mint out. And then the other side opened up completely so you could like dump a bunch of mints out.
It was separated that our schools will be.
So what I used to do was I would get like a half ounce of weed. Mm-hmm. I'd stem it and seed it because that was something that you used to have to do back in the day. Take the stems and seeds out.
Oh my God,
marijuana.
Dude. I heard the most absurd comment when I was in Paia about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. What was it?
So this blew my mind, especially like where we are. So we're in Maui. Paia is like the hippie surfer town for those of you just listening, right?
It's Cool Ranch Doritos are good.
Hey, they're so good. They're an aperitif, though. I was in Paia, and I heard the most absurd, unrelatable thing to me growing up. Because I did grow up smoking oregano, smoking ditch weed, smoking brick weed, like the literal brick weed.
Yeah.
That you have to peel apart, and you had to have grinders. and you didn't want to spend $30 on the good grinder. You spent $8 on the bad grinder, and the teeth of the grinder would break off and go to your blunt sometimes. You were smoking that.
I know.
I heard the most absurd thing in Paia. This person said, I didn't even know weed had seeds in it until I backpacked through Central and Latin America last summer.
Oh, yeah. Well, it sounds like they're coming from a place of privilege.
What?
Back in the day, we...
Or maybe are you and I old-timer fart couch potatoes ancient grancients, and we're so out of touch because the newer generation gets the legal weed. They only get the kind bud, so to speak.
I mean, obviously, if you're getting weed in a store, it's not going to have seeds in it.
You could only... You pay extra for that.
You pay extra for the seeds nowadays. There's people that will pay you if you find a seed in their weed. They'll pay you to give them the seed back because they want to plant it.
Got some seed weed, and I tried growing it. Didn't work. And then I came back and tried to smoke that weed.
You got to do a trimming.
And trimming. It didn't make it pat. It didn't bud. It didn't even make it into like a piece of grass.
Dude, mine was budding, and I told you, it got the spider mites.
Like my weed, I germinated it, and the seed split out like a little bit, you know.
Mm.
And I planted it. It never grew in anything at all. All
right. So I used to use the sour Altoids containers, and I would take all the stems and seeds out of the weed, and then I would grind up the entire half ounce.
Oh, my God. Genius.
And then I would put it into the sour Altoids container. A sour Altoids container will take exactly 1/2 ounce of stemmed and seeded, completely ground up weed.
It would
line it up to the very rim, mm-hmm. and then for like... a couple of weeks, I would just drive around, and I'd have my one hitter or whatever, or have like a little bowl, and then you just scoop it. You just open up the sour Altoids container, you scoop it, you get a little weed in there, and then boom, you hit the little bowl.
You ever have a dugout where you put ground weed in one side and you just pack the other one real quick?
Yeah.
Now you're the opposite now, because when you smoke bongs and bowls, and you're a big bowl guy, you just like shove a whole half gram in there, a whole gram in there sometimes.
Yeah, I don't.
You're a little cherry bomb in that toilet. You're just shoving the whole thing in.
Yeah, you know how much time I've spent grinding up weed? When it's like, I just want to rip a nug off, shove it in the bowl, spark it up.
I don't decant wine, and I guess I equate that to where you are.
I
like breaking it up a little bit. I like breaking, I know you're not supposed to.
It burns
but
faster.
I like breaking it up in my hands.
If you,
like, I want to place the nugs in their Tetris style.
When you break it up and you grind it. It burns faster because you're getting more surface area.
Yo, you ever hit bong rips by yourself?
And so
you gotta grind it and put in a little bit and do a bong rip, man.
Yeah.
A bong.
And so yeah, I used to love that sour Altoids container. Now mostly it's like mason jars.
No bubble yum. Isn't that
for
weird?
A larger
no one ever did bubble yum?
Bubble yum.
Mm-hmm. My favorite isn't for a weed, but I would say this is for like opiate pills. Remember M&M's minis?
Oh yeah, M&M,
and they're good for like big joints.
Well,
the
M&M's minis is what even. I store joints in when I'm taking some joints with me.
Yeah, now you
can put them in the M&M's mini container, and then you can like put it in your pocket and it won't get crushed in your pocket.
Vince, there's a couple things I like about you. Full disclosure, and one of them is that you, when you roll a joint, you roll like a golf pencil.
Yeah, I'm not,
you're not
really
you're
good
not
at
rolling,
hand rolling joints.
You're not rolling baby carrots.
I don't like to hand roll joints. I like to use the joint roller.
Yeah, because you're a civilized individual.
And they come out so nice when you use the joint roller. By the way, you know, Shane doesn't know how to use a joint roller.
I don't, okay. What?
Which blew my mind. So one of these days I'm going to buy him like a joint roller, and then I'm going to go over his house and like show him how to use it.
All right. I'm going to steal that idea from you, and you're never going to regret it.
But it's such a cool thing to do once you learn how to, it's like, it's a very specific like feel. You have to get the feel of it mm-hmm. down. But once you get it down, it's so much fun. So I can roll a decent joint by hand. I can roll a really nice Dutch. Where you take the leaf off and then you roll it.
I do
and
the
then
mummy.
You re-mummy wrap it.
It's a mummified joint.
We don't say mummy wrap. We say mummified joint now.
I used to love that stuff. Remember buying a 20 bag and it was 0.8 of a gram?
Everybody's got five on it.
And then, yeah, and you sit in the back of a Jeep Cherokee, not a Grand Cherokee.
You get the Dutch Master. You have to
a Jeep Cherokee.
You have to take the leaf off. You have to like wet it a little bit with your mouth, and then
you gotta slurp it up, baby.
And you take the leaf, the outer leaf, off of the blunt. Then you have to carefully crack the blunt open and get all the tobacco out, and then like reseal it and do surgery on it.
You could cut it and then make it a little bit tighter as well. Now, do you know where the best tobacco leaves come from?
Cuba?
You are incorrect. Even Cuban cigars use Connecticut tobacco leaf.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wait, don't...
And Dutch's...
Aren't
Bic
lighters made in Connecticut?
They
also
are. Most of Bic's products are made in Shelton, Connecticut.
Wow. So, I mean, you guys got all the... You got every step of the way.
So here's the thing. Weed used to be pretty darn tootin' legal
here,
in Connecticut.
Why don't you read a...
And then our
celebrity sponsor.
One of our governors, his son got caught smoking weed and was trying to go to college, and a lot of good colleges. So the governor is like, hey, listen, guys, my kid smokes weed, and he's going to go to college.
My Johnny, he's a good boy. Huh?
So
if he's smoking a weed,
we're
he
not,
can't be that
we're
bad.
We're not just going to make weed legal, right?
We're mandatory.
We're going to make it so that we're going to empower minority groups that have been disenfranchised by marijuana. We're going to give them tax rebates to open up marijuana clinics.
Wow, that dude getting caught smoking weed is the best thing that ever happened to Connecticut.
Yeah, you're telling me, man. And so they expunged.
Wouldn't it be funny
15 years of weed, and anyone who was in jail longer, they got released.
Imagine having that level of nepotism where you reroute the entire course of the legislation for a state of the United States of America.
Good thing that's not happening for all of America right now.
I mean, imagine if we re-enfranchised all of the disenfranchised minority groups across the country.
The memes this week
that
with
would
penguins,
be terrible.
And the memes this week with the Trump boys finding a Bitcoin that ran off potatoes and pennies is just absurd in the word.
All right, so we've got more. Oh, you know what we haven't done yet?
Today's show is underwritten in part by John Hamm's Pork Products. Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
It's not ham.
Do it again.
If it's not ham, it's not pork.
With the magic of editing, no one will ever know.
Let them know, baby.
All right. So this episode is going to also be 4 hours and 20 minutes long.
I should have gotten the third. I'm very foolish. I should have gotten the third Doritos. I was wrong.
The third heat. Oh, man. These Cool Ranch. You also got the classic nacho, because I told you, I was like, I'll provide the weed and the booze. I want you to pick up Taco Bell and Doritos. Those are the two stoner food groups.
One of the benefits, I will say, though, of having a friend like you is that you're very direct. You're like a don't come before six, please bring this. But also, I have two of your favorite bourbons and ryes waiting here for you. And so I really appreciate that. We're talking about different ways to carry your marijuana. Caller number five, you're live. 808.
No. You can tell we're progressively getting more and more stony throughout this episode.
No.
It's going to be a lot of rambling.
Oh, my God. It's so hot.
The episode's going to be four hours and 20 minutes, but then I'm going to cut it down.
Wow, that's crazy.
But half
so
of
we're
us
halfway through Mr. Popper's Penguins. We're halfway through our roasted red pepper remoulade and smoked...
And
penguin prosciutto.
As you can tell,
we're making penguin prosciutto and watching Mr. Popper's Penguin here on the Biscuits and Gravy Show on BiscuitWars.com.
Because this is a Skunker in the Bunker episode, we have the recorder instead of the train whistle.
Yes. And we've linked up Daft Punk's.
You
want to
play the recorder?
Sure. We've linked up Daft Punk's album with this movie.
Today's show is brought to us by Beyonce's homemade preserves. I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Have you seen the video of Jay-Z doing his morning walks?
All right, this is the 420 spectacular.
420 spectacular on the Biscuits and Gravy Show on KKU 88.5, the voice of
Gravy.
Getting stony baloney.
And we got a segment for you. Now, let me ring the bell.
Ooh, hold on.
That bell.
That
bell sound means it's time for a 420 segment. And as we promised before Chuck went to go get the Doritos, we're going to rank the stoner movies.
Ranking stoner movies.
All right. So I've got, I compiled a list of about 15 stoner movies taken from a list of, compiled from multiple lists of people's favorite stoner movies.
Okay.
So I'll read them to you in no particular order, and then we'll see if we can pick 10 out of the list, and then we'll see if we can rank them, all right? So we got Pineapple Express, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Grandma's Boy.
Okay.
Half-Baked.
All right.
Knocked Up.
Yeah.
Big Lebowski.
Oh, totally.
Up in Smoke. Friday. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Stoner.
Rolling Kansas. Super Troopers. How High and Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Whoa.
Now, some of these, like, they do smoke weed in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, but do you consider that like a stoner movie?
No, it's more of like an anti-establishment movie, probably.
Well, I mean, they do so many drugs.
I would say weed. Yeah, weed is like...
It would be weird to single out marijuana as like... It would be weird to call it a stoner movie. How about Big Lebowski? I feel like Big Lebowski
is... Oh, tons.
Because not only does he smoke weed a lot throughout
it... The Credence and the tape deck.
But they also... Like, it's also a fun movie to watch while you're stoned.
Great soundtrack. Great visuals.
Lots of great visuals.
He shits on some bands, man.
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
Hate the fucking Eagles, man.
Have you ever seen Rolling Kansas?
I'm trying to place it. Is that the one where they're looking for
the hidden thing
of weed?
Yeah, like a guy gets bequeathed a farm in Kansas somewhere from his dead grandfather or something like that, or his parents, and then they have to go find this farm, and it turns out to be like a weed farm.
You know what? Never seen it. I've noticed.
How about Friday? Is Friday a stoner movie?
I mean, I got no job. You ain't got no shit to do.
I feel like it's definitely like an urban comedy. It's one of the best. Is it a stoner movie?
They smoke weed in it,
but is it a stoner movie?
Well, you got to imagine the era in which they were smoking weed in it, right? So it was like old enough where it was still enough.
How about Dazed and Confused? Is Dazed and Confused?
Dazed and Confused. Well, here's the thing about Dazed and Confused. Even though there's a lot less weed smoking in the movie, one of the main characters is like perpetually stoned. But that's like a coming of age movie. I mean,
okay. How about Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Because it's got Spicoli in it. Young Sean Penn is like a quintessential stoner surfer character.
But that movie's just about masturbation. It's about smoking.
It's about seeing Phoebe Cates with her top off in the pool. That pool scene is infamous. Mm. All right, so we can agree. Half Baked, Grandma's Boy. Grandma's Boy is definitely a stoner comedy.
Also, Grandma's
Pineapple
Boy,
Express.
I think it's funnier.
How about Knocked Up?
Knocked Up, yes. Bong's in it. That's like a half-half. Only because Seth Rogen's in it.
Can you hand me a pen out of there? This pen is not working.
What kind of pen is it? Is it a Bic?
Oh, it's a Maui Comedy Live pen. So just like the man who made this, Brian Michaels, it also doesn't work.
Today's show is underwritten in part by Penn Sylvester's Pens.
Now this is a Bic.
Oh, yeah,
this
baby.
This is a quality Bic click stick, which is, as a waiter, I can tell you, I use pens every day. And without a doubt, the best made pen on the market, the most reliable, the Bic click stick.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically, you know, Bic pens have the classic, like, clear plastic ones. Those are like the big mediums or whatever.
Five or six sided. Like,
and then you have your click pen. Made by Bic, and it's the best pen you're gonna get.
Well, it retracts, so that already cuts off like half the garbage or more.
Oh, also, by the way, not a movie, but the TV show High Maintenance is so good, unbelievable.
Okay, all right, let's do some shooters and watch that movie.
I don't know if I have you ever watched High Maintenance?
I feel like that's when the weed bicyclist goes.
It's a guy who sells weed in New York, but all the episodes are like small vignettes about like different stories of people in New York, and it's not only is his job he's a weed dealer, but also it's a great show to watch while you're stoned, and it's a really well written show. Also, there's a lot of depth in a lot of the stories that they do, so highly recommend. Go check out High Maintenance. It's on HBO. So okay, we got Half Baked, Grandma's Boy, Harold and Kumar, Pineapple Express, Knocked Up. Is Knocked Up, would we agree?
Yeah, but like, I think half a stoner movie. Knocked Up, more famous for drinking, even.
Yeah, but the beginning of the movie starts off about being about Seth Rogen and his friends, and they're
all stoners.
There's a great line in there about one of them gets pink eye because they farted on his pillow, and then somebody else comes to the door and their eyes are super red and they're like, "Do you have pink eye too?" He's like, "No, I'm just really stoned." Okay, Up in Smoke, obviously. Rolling Kansas, Super Troopers. Would you say Super Troopers is a...
It's really only the beginning. The Schnozberries taste like Schnoz... And he married a smoke show of a woman. The Schnozberries taste like Schnozberries kid. But stoners do, all right, what do you think? Like that movie.
How High or Fast Times at Ridgemont High? If you can only...
How High?
All right, so you put How High over Fast Times at Ridgemont High as a stoner movie? And what about Dazed and Confused? Where did we land on Dazed and Confused?
Well, Dazed and Confused, well, mostly a coming-of-age movie for eighth graders with a few vignettes to propel certain people's careers. To me, the music and the setting is so stoner and so 70s, but they don't really have a whole lot of smoking scenes in it. They have characters that are stoned.
They do have the scene where they smoke weed on the football field at like the 50-yard line. That's pretty cool.
Towards the end of the movie, but they're stoned the whole time. They don't show it as much.
All right. Okay. So our list of 10 is Half-Baked, Grandma's Boy, Harold and Kumar, Pineapple Express, Knocked Up, Big Lebowski, Up in Smoke, Rolling Kansas, Super Troopers, and How High.
Yeah, I would rank Big Lebowski higher for sure.
Well, that was in no particular order.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you would what would you put Big Lebowski at?
2 or 3.
Big Lebowski's gonna be up there.
For sure.
Pineapple Express. Okay, so let's put Rolling Kansas at the bottom.
Which is funny because
only because it doesn't have that much exposure.
Yeah.
Where not a lot of people have seen that, but it's a good movie.
Well,
how about,
Up in Smoke,
How High
is
number 9. High? How High? What do you think?
Ooh. I'm going to go number five.
Number five. Okay.
It's also like a little personal to me because to me, Up in Smoke, it is more stonery at a time where it was so much more counterculture.
Up in Smoke was like the godfather of stoner movies. I mean, like nobody had really made like a comedy specifically about stoners until, yeah. I mean, there had been movies containing marijuana usage and
Reefer Madness.
I feel like Up in Smoke was like the original stoner movie, Cheech and Chong. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned it during the recording. We talked about it off mic, but I'm wearing my Toca Bowl shirt.
Oh, from the Cheech and Chong show.
So this is a shirt. It's a parody of Taco Bell's logo, but it says Toca
Bowl,
baby. And then down at the bottom, it says open till 4:20. But this all shirt that I'm wearing right now, I took out of retirement. It's like the shirt I have like hanging on a hanger up on the wall because
as one does.
Because it's like a retired jersey, you know. But this shirt is signed by Cheech and Chong. I got them to sign it the night that I opened for them.
What a huge show that was. Holy
shit. So, yeah. So, this shirt that I'm wearing.
1,000 people.
We'll take a picture in front of the Pacololo
Tower.
Of you and me. But, yeah, I'm wearing the signed Cheech and Chong shirt.
Where do you rank it?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's from the 70s. It doesn't hold up as well. Same thing with How High. How High
is not
for
the 70s,
a good movie.
How High is
how
so
high,
absurd.
How High...
The pimp scenes in it, powder my hand.
I'm dropping How High on the list. Hold on. More like, how did it get that high on the list? I'm docking it.
How High.
Yeah, I mean, like, it gets points for being so specifically about weed. Because, like, on this list, we're...
Dude, Cool Ranch Reels are so good.
On the list, how are we ranking it? Is it what is the best overall movie?
Oh, that's right.
Out of all the stoner movies?
What's my favorite?
Or what is the most stoner movie? I feel like the most stoner of all the movies, well, probably has to be Half-Baked.
I think Grandma's Boy is actually the stonest movie.
But Harold and Kumar. Well, Grandma's Boy is definitely a stoner movie and about stoners, but it also... It's not as specifically, like, Harold and Kumar go to White Castle and Half Baked are like directly about marijuana. Same thing with how hot. Same thing with Up in Smoke. Like Up in Smoke is directly about
them. Grandma's Boy. He gets kicked out of his house for smoking weed and has to live with his grandma, who's Betty White.
And then
and her and her friends smoke weed.
They get it, they accidentally get into his tea, quote unquote, and
yeah.
they're all stoned. And the one lady's doing the Frankenstein walk.
The callbacks in that movie are insane.
All right, where would you put Grandma's Boy?
I think number one.
Number one?
I think Grandma's Boy is number one for me.
All right, hold on. Well, I mean, like,
it's for me.
Obviously, the number one seed is gonna be Half Baked, right?
I think Half Baked is. Like the title says, a half-baked movie. I like the concept of Half-Baked. I love the actors in Half-Baked. I love their careers. I love so much in it. But that movie, they tried to make PG-13, and they should have made R.
When it comes to stoner movies, Half-Baked was the one that... I mean, I feel like that's the one that everybody has seen.
So you're saying Grandma's Boy is even more about like video games and grandmas and relationships than it is about weed? But
I
Half-Baked is not about relationships and
Half-Baked is more specifically about marijuana, but it's also comedically as good as Grandma's Boy.
Who are the oh man.
Alright, where would you vote where would you rank Harold and Kumar? Like number three?
Five.
Five?
Yeah.
All right,
Big Lebowski definitely above Harold and Kumar.
What about Pineapple Express? Above or below Big Lebowski?
Ooh, I don't know, man. I don't. I mean, they're both three and four to me. Maybe two and three. Crap, that's a tough one, man. Like for me, Pineapple Express is so stony. And it was at the point in my life where I was smoking the most amount of weed and the most relatable to the movie coming out.
All right. So I think I got it. I think I got the order.
All right. Lay it on me, String Beans.
Number 10, Rolling Kansas.
Because I've never seen it.
Number 9, Knocked Up.
I feel good about that.
Number 8, Super Troopers.
I feel good about this as well.
Number 7, How High.
All right.
Number 6, Up in Smoke.
Uh-huh. That's going to be the most heavily debated one, baby, but I stick with you.
I mean, it's not, it doesn't hold up as well today, but it's still a good quintessential stoner movie. Okay. Up in Smoke. Number 5, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
All right.
Number 4, Big Lebowski.
Love it.
Number 3, Pineapple Express.
Love it more.
Number 2, Half Baked. And number 1, Grandma's Boy.
I say number 1 for Grandma's Boy.
Number 1 for Grandma's Boy is not a bad choice.
I stand
I gotta
by that,
say.
Brother.
And you know what? It would be too easy to just give it to Half Baked. I like Grandma's Boy.
I love Grandma's Boy.
We call it Frankenstein weed because when you smoke it, you walk like this.
Oh, yeah. Now, I turned your toaster oven on before I walked in this room.
Oh, you should go make sure that that's not on fire.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing, I think. Hold on.
We're going to take a quick break here. All right, Chuck, I got a question for you. Are you feeling good on a Wednesday? Let's talk
about 80% of the way through Mr. Popper's Penguins. At this point in time, the Penguins have invaded his his apartment is huge.
And how
it's like 2 to 3 stories. There's so many penguins in there.
How far along on the roasted penguin wings in the toaster oven? How are they doing? So
we
far?
Finished it. I finished it was roasted red pepper cuvée, and I cheated. I actually smoked the peppers a little bit yesterday. I'm
you
sure
had
that's
a
what
roasted
you're
red pepper coulis.
Yes. And,
to go with the penguin wings?
To go with the penguin wings. And
that's
then,
delicious.
Of course, we're doing penguin prosciutto as
now,
well.
Speaking about animals, have you ever had animals in your life that smoke marijuana?
You know what?
Or that
not
enjoyed
a,
marijuana.
Not a big fan of when people get their dogs high.
You know what? I always kind of thought that was like wrong. Like
that's
like
rude.
Weed
I smoke
in
weed
their...
in my car with my dog, but the windows are rolled down because I live in Hawaii. The sun shines beautiful, and I don't want Daisy to do things unless she wants to do them.
My dog is she's already kind of like nerd, like high strung. So
maybe
she
needs
doesn't
weed
maybe
the most.
She does need. I don't recommend people getting their pets high, but
my wallet get dirty.
My friend had a cat named Oreo, and the cat loved to get high.
Riri.
It was crazy, dude. So like we would like the cat would be in the other room and we would spark up. And the cat would run into my friend's room and sit on the bed as soon as he, like, smelled us starting to smoke weed. And the cat would just sit there, at, like, waiting for you to, like, and like...
And the cat wasn't worried about the fire. But cats like catnip.
You would blow the smoke out, and the cat would be like... He would, like, put his face up to the cloud of smoke.
Put his face up to the cloud of smoke?
It was
That's
the
cool
only,
cat.
It was the only animal that I ever saw that actively, like, seeked out marijuana smoke. Hmm. Like, I've seen people, like, blow bong rips in their dog's face or
in
their
ear.
You
know what? I'll say it first on the Biscuits and Gravy Show, Vince. I'm Chuck Sauce. I don't appreciate people that do that.
Animals don't want to get high.
No.
Except
I mean,
that cat did. That cat,
if the cat wants... You
like,
know what?
That
if
cat
the
cat wanted
the cat knows and the dogs will know.
That cat
and
was
if your
like,
parakeet starts puffing, well, then slap its butt and bring it to Alaska.
That,
okay?
That cat was, like... The reincarnation of some hippie stoner dude.
That cat was brought to us in part by Benedict Cumberbatch's cookie dough. Hey, Vince.
Yeah?
Because the best batch is a Cumberbatch.
Okay. And today's show is also brought to us by Tara Reads Audiobooks.
When
you need someone to read it to you, Tara Reads. And also by Tom Brady's Gravy. Are you stoned and eating a delicious roast?
Now, quick messenger
put
to...
Put some Tom Brady's Gravy on there. All the ladies want Brady's Gravy. It'll deflate your hunger.
You know what? I can't wait for gravy season.
It'll deflate your hunger.
I just want to give a shout out because our show, we do talk a lot about Maui and Hawaii. And we are a cooking and comedy show. We talk a lot to comedians. We talk a lot to people that love food and every aspect of food, right? But we also talk to the... conspiracy people a little bit too, right?
There's a lot of like stony conspiracy people out there,
which is wild because people do listen to us worldwide.
It's like John Stewart in Half Baked, or he's with like, did you ever look at the back of a $20 bill on weed? Whoa, who's that in the bushes?
Jen Garofalo, who I'd still like to bang.
All right, here, segment.
Oh yeah,
what's the highest you've ever been?
The highest I ever been,
I like getting high, but sometimes you can get too high. When have you been so high that you were too high?
I was in college, and I had gone on a couple blunt rides back-to-back where you get in the car with one person, you listen to a CD, you drive, you crack a Dutch, you
bourbon
roll a Dutch,
is good.
You smoke the Dutch, they drop you off, right? And then I was
back-to-back,
really stoned, and I knew I should have been stoned on the second drive because I was complaining about the word of the day, which was cabbage, and the girl driving the car was like, do you not mean cabbage? And for a year, so then I had the third blunt ride. I got so stoned. So by the way, I spent $30 on weed in like 2 hours, right?
Right.
Now, I smoke way much more weed now. I can't even spend $30 a week on weed if I tried.
Yeah.
Like it's impossible, right? Because I got bongs, baby.
Yeah.
So
it stretches good.
So stoned. I was in college and I went to my class and I went to my class like 50 minutes early. And so it was the class before me.
Oh man.
And I went in and got like mad at everyone around me for being in my seat. And the teacher looked at me like weird. And I was like, you told me to come early.
You didn't even realize that it was a different class?
So here's the thing.
That you were that stoned?
I was that stoned. I didn't realize it was the right class and it was the right teacher. And he was teaching something in the field of college-y classes and stuff. Didn't pick up on that, right? I'm in it for 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
Right? Forgot my backpack.
Oh, man.
I got nothing, dude. I'm nude. I'm in there for 10 minutes, bro. And then I just screamed, why are you looking at me? To my teacher. Because the teacher was looking at me, and he was, like, really kind. And like a nice guy and had been in a car accident earlier in the year. And I screamed, why are you looking at me? And he's just like, it's 3 o'clock. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm so confused. I am so out of my freaking mind. And then it hit me like I'm 40 minutes before my class starts. I'm at the end of a completely other class.
And also in a very public way, you are way too high.
Also,
and like embarrassing yourself.
This
that,
is like,
how did you extricate yourself
like
from that situation?
February. So not only am I doing three blunts like back-to-back. I'm doing three blunts to back-to-back in cars, in hoodies that I've never washed.
Yeah, so
and
you,
so I could not have possibly smelled more.
So what did you do? You just got up and bailed? And well, then here, and then you had to come back in later, or did you just sit through the entire session?
Here's the problem. I did get up and leave, and then I was going to leave, and I ran into a classmate, and we smoked.
Well, at least it had a happy ending.
And he was like, "You can't skip class again, or else you fail for the year."
I think the most there's been a lot of times where I've been like way super high, but I think with the most high I've ever been, I drove to my cousin's place in New Jersey. He was actually at a
you know you got to be stoned if you're going to New Jersey.
He was at his friend's house, and there was like this giant raging house party in South Jersey, where it's just a bunch of like. Rich kids who their parents are never around.
Dope. By the way, favorite friends growing up, the rich kids that are parents around.
Yeah.
Meeting those kids 20-something, 30 years later, not as fun.
Yeah.
Not as fun.
It was just like this rich kid's house party at like this McMansion in South Jersey. And so I go over and I meet my cousin there, and he sells me and my friend weed. And then I ripped like this giant bong, and then... We are hanging out, smoking blunts, ripping bongs, and then we get back in the car. I'm, like, driving home on the Jersey Turnpike, and I remember, like, it all started hitting me. I started getting way, way high, and I felt like that scene at the end of 2001 Space Odyssey where it's just, like, all the lights are going past you. It was, dude, I felt like I was traveling through time. Like, you know how it looks when you hit warp speed in...
I
Star
love
Trek?
That, though. So it's so wild because weed has gotten better, but because we've done it, yeah. For 20 years in a row,
I'm just in my like Toyota Tercel white knuckling it at like 80 miles an hour down the Jersey Turnpike. I'm like, oh my god!
Now if I get even mildly stoned, I don't even leave. I don't even go anywhere.
Yeah, it's like time to go back to bed. I'll try again tomorrow.
You ever take an edible at someone's house and you're like, see you later? And I'm like, we had stuff to do. I'm like, we don't anymore. I'm a ticking time bomb, and I live 7 minutes away.
One time I did a bunch of dab rips at Chino's house and. I got so stoned that I had to, like, I wanted to leave, but I was, like, I couldn't even get in my car and drive. I just had to, like, sit there staring into, like, the middle distance for
dabs
a half hour.
Dabs, get that to you, man. I got so stoned, and it was an MMA party, and I curled up on the couch, and they watched MMA 3 or 4 hours. And then the worst part about it is because I was at the party for 5 hours, everyone thinks that I really like MMA, and I keep getting invited back. But here's the thing. I don't even like getting that stoned.
Was it a New Year's party at your house at Luakaha Circle where I just like went to sleep in the hammock for like 3 hours?
Yeah.
That was great, man. I was like super drunk, and then I just passed out in the hammock, and then I got up and kept partying. I was like, that was great. That was exactly what I needed.
You missed New Year's, but you got up at like 12:30.
I don't think I missed New Year's.
You slept from 8 to 11, you think?
That wasn't the night that I... That was the night
we were worried about spiders outside.
But I slept in the yard, and then I was
No, sorry, that was a different one. That was the night you slept in the yard, not in the hammock. And I was like, hey, remember
I took a nap in the hammock.
I have a jar of spiders that have caught around the house.
Yeah.
Because the other thing that's in the Gravy Show, I had salsa jars throughout my house.
With black widows.
With black widows. I did have some... I had a couple brown recluses. I had a couple.
You didn't
cane
have brown
spiders.
Recluses. You
I had
a
cane spider,
spider.
Yeah. And a cane spider. Sorry, but I did
brown,
have
brown recluse is not native here, but we do have black widows, and you had a jar.
Well, they're
with
not
a bunch
native
of black
either.
Widows. Well, yeah, but I mean, like, we don't.
Well,
have
we got
brown
new
recluses.
Sod, and then I got all these spiders.
Yeah, well, it's I mean, dope. Nothing's endemic to Hawaii. Everything got here on the 3 W's, wind, wings, and waves.
Chee-hoo.
Okay.
Today's show is underwritten in part by Paul Rudd's Rudders. Hey, Vince.
Yeah?
Don't be clueless about your rudders.
Today's show is also brought to us by Harvey Fierstein's Grill Lighters. When you think flaming, think Fierstein.
And, okay. Of course, today's show.
I got a question for you, Chuck.
Sure thing.
What was your favorite bowl that you've ever owned?
So... I think nostalgia plays a big part in this because the functionality-wise, I have really good bowls and bongs right now.
Yeah.
There's a guy that blows up country. He's called his name's Scott. And you ever see my glass bowls that are like chuds with like the lipped curved out mouthpiece?
Yeah.
They're pretty good. But my favorite bowl I ever had was called Bowl Marley. and it was the Rasta color. It's glass bowl. And this bowl, and I didn't clean it perfect. That was probably the secret to it. But this bowl, no matter if you ground it up, broke it up, shoved a nug in there, wet, dry, windy, vacuum, didn't matter. If you light this bowl up and can't, like, the second, third rip, take a deep one, it would never, ever get unlit. It would always stay cherry.
Wow.
And I had it, man. I had it from when I was 19 up until I was 35.
Oh, what happened to it? Did you lose it or break it?
Well, it was still being passed around my family members, and we did a family like vacation reunion where we rented a beach house for like 2 weeks, and everyone just came and went as they pleased.
Yeah.
And then the second to last day, I went to go to Vegas with Christy, and I left it. And I was like, hey, guys, make sure to put this back in my sock drawer in Willow Street, right?
Oh, no.
And then no one knows where it went.
That sucks, man.
Bowl in the wind.
Well, at least it's
bowl,
it's,
but it was
at
bowl
least it's still
early.
Out there somewhere.
Bowl Mart never broke, man.
We found a really nice bowl one time, and then my friend who didn't have a bowl, we gave it to him, and with the express rule, it was called the pay it forward bowl. So it was like the bowl went to him because he didn't have a bowl at the time and he needed one, and I was like, you can have this bowl. But if it ever comes a time where you find somebody that's in need and they need a bowl, you have to pay that bowl for it.
That's nice, man.
And then eventually, somehow,
I think everyone should do this right now in the world.
At some point, I didn't have a bowl, and so the bowl came to me. And then I had a friend that I was hanging out with, and he didn't have a bowl, and so I paid it forward to him.
Don't you hate when bowls break, man?
And he was like, he wasn't somebody that I see all the time. He was like a friend of a friend. But then I did hear that like a year or two later, he paid that bowl forward. So that it's very possible that bowl is still out there to this day. My favorite bowl was a bowl. It was called Big Boulder, which was named after
Star Wars.
There's a ski resort that's nearby Pennsylvania, and it's two of them. There's Jack Frost and Big Boulder.
Jack Frost, and baby. Come on, what a weed name is that?
My friend bought a bowl at the same time, and his bowl looked like it should be called Jack Frost, and my bowl looked like it should be called Big Boulder because it was like a big like oversized bowl, and it had like one of those big round bulbous bottoms, you know. And I had that bowl. That was my favorite bowl I had it for probably like 5 or 6 years.
Bowls,
and then,
people don't believe me, but bowls are like cast irons where you get to a certain point where even if you clean them, they get seasoned.
Yeah. And also, I had an emotional connection to that bowl because, it got me through so many good times.
What a Pavlovian bowl response.
And then one day, it was 4:20. I broke it. I did the classic.
What a Viking burial for this bong.
I did the classic stoner move. We went out to go eat at a fancy Italian restaurant. My roommates and I were like,
so
it's 4:20. So we're like, let's go get super high and drive over to that fancy Italian restaurant and have like
good.
A big, awesome Italian dinner. So we're like, okay, let's go. This is when I was living in Willow Grove. And
hey,
so,
you lived in Willow Grove and I lived in Willow Street.
I also lived on Oakland Street at one point.
Oh, my mom was in Oakville.
So my porn star name would be Charles Oakland because it's my middle name and the street that I grew up on.
Huh. Sullivan Willow.
Is that because all your co-stars are weeping?
All right.
So we get to the Italian restaurant. We're hanging out, baking out my car, sitting outside the Italian restaurant, getting ready
baking
to go
out
in.
Cars, man.
And I did the quintessential stoner move where I put it on my lap.
Uh-huh, and you stood up and got out.
And then
We're
sitting there in the car, all stony baloney, listening to music, and then we go to get out of the car, and as soon as you stand up, and you know, before you even see it, you know the sound.
That's where I've noticed, though, where I don't know what you'd call an expensive bowl, but for me, over 40 bucks, like 40 to 60, you're like, that's a pricey bowl, right?
Yeah.
But to me, like those bowls don't break as easily. And for me, when I buy the $15 gas station bowls, like I put them in my glove box the wrong way and they break. Or they're in your pocket and you take your pants off and they break, you know?
Right.
Today's show is underwritten apart by Little John's Maid Service. They'll clean everything from the windows to the walls.
And today's show is also brought to us by Tom Cruise's Missiles. If you need a bomb at the box office, choose Cruise. They'll blow up anything from A to Xenu.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
Back in the day, trying to find weed.
Oh, my God.
How hard it was to sometimes. Because we take it for granted now that if we want weed, we can just. When we were growing up, I feel like the older generation probably had their weed connects, right?
I would buy.
So is it just like when you're just starting smoking out weed, you don't always know where to get it?
That, well, it's a little bit of everything. First of all,
it is
more
definitely
illegal.
Way easier.
It was
get
a little
weed
bit more illegal
nowadays.
Back then. Yeah. Also, you have connects for longer. Like, think of how long you've known your weed connects here versus like when you're a teenager in a 20s, you don't know someone for 5 years.
Yeah, it's like the first time you smoke weed, you got it from like a friend of a friend of some guy that you met at a concert, and so. But like now, it's like.
But
oh,
also,
yeah, my friend sells weed.
We have
I'll just
more
call him.
Money. Like, I'm not buying. Like, if I sold weed, I'd buy an ounce or two, and then I would slowly sell it, and I'd end up losing money or whatever. But most of the time, you're splitting. Oh, all right, let's all throw in $5 and get a gram, and we'll smoke it right now. And then now, I buy weed every once in a while, and when I get down to having 4 or 5 grams left of a couple different types of weed, you know, I have like 2 grams of this weed, 2 grams of this weed, 1 gram of this weed. Then I reach out and I buy quarters from everyone I know.
Right.
And then I lather, rinse, repeat. You want to eat those Crunchwrap Supremes?
Yeah, you want to pause and go eat some Crunchwrap Supremes?
More than anything.
All right. Not only do I really enjoy Crunchwrap Supremes, I think the Crunchwrap Supreme might be my number one fast food item.
It's so good. Because the thing about when you get a burger, like the burger is there just because there's too much mayo or mustard or ketchup, right? But in Taco Bell, out of all the items, like frequently when you get Taco Bell burrito or taco, they're giving you too much tortilla, right?
Right.
And you think in a Crunchwrap Supreme, because it is not only wrapped, it is wrapped really well, and there's a crunch level in it, right?
Right.
You think that would be too much carbs. Like, the double-decker taco is good, but by the end of it, it's a cat food. It's too dry, right? Now, however, the mechanism and ratio and filling of the crunch wrap is supreme. It is fantastic.
My number two might be, like, a Whopper. Like, I'm a big fan of Whoppers as well.
Really? Whopper, for me, Dave's Juicy Single over the Whopper, over
really?
The Big Mac. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would always go Whopper over Big Mac.
Baconator over everything.
But Crunchwrap Supreme might be my number one. Well, Chuck,
it's been one heck of a 420, 420, 420.
It's been one heck of a 420 episode spectacular. I would like to talk a little bit. Let's get serious,
you
Chuck.
You want to tie it out?
What does weed mean to you?
Man.
Weed has been such a big part of my life. And I'm not one of those people where, like, I define myself by being a stoner.
I'm a bit of a stoner, though.
But, I mean, like, when people think about me, I'm sure for a long time, like, I spent, like, the entirety of my 20s stoned. And
smack my butt and call me 20.
There was a long period in my life where being a stoner was my identity.
You have
I
this
do
thing.
Have, I do have a hit single called Smoking Weed in Star
called
Wars.
Purple Haze.
Oh, man, this bourbon is so good.
Yeah, rye.
What am I drinking? I'm drinking rye right now.
Yeah.
With just a little splash of bitters in there. So good. It goes a long way.
Oh, then lordy.
The
problem with bongs is when you get drunk and stoned, you don't hold someone else's bong, you know?
All right. Why don't you... Here,
pack up this
last candle.
Yes, I will. Hold on a second.
There you go.
Now, do you have weed broken up already in the beef jerky container?
I do. So here's that. Why don't all you right, just cool. Don't put a lot in there. Just pack a little bit in there.
That. Oh, hey. First of all,
sit up.
Don't tell me. All right. The sitting up I'll do, but the packing light, I won't.
You're going to get weed everywhere.
Why are people always telling me what to do? All right, you know what?
I think you're going to break this.
In retrospect,
I'm
glad.
What I'm trying to avoid
is
is you breaking the bowl that Shane gave me.
I could see why I would break and or spill weed everywhere.
All right,
hold on. Ooh, this smells good.
I think I used weed for a long time as like self-medication.
I have ADHD amongst other things.
Does weed help with that? Because that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I you know, it doesn't hurt. It's... Gives a good bedtime.
All right. Here, I'll hold the microphone so you can smoke that. But also weed getting high.
No, you know what? I like pipes better, man. I think I do like pipes over bongs.
I think smoking weed really helped me. Like,
this is so good. Is this grease monkey? What is this?
That is grease monkey. They say, like, you know, when they talk about hallucinogens expanding your mind. And yeah, weed really helped me see the world in an entirely different way.
Weed helps me appreciate quite a bit of people. But also, I feel like my mind's not 100% expanded because...
Yeah, I don't think weed made me more artistic, but weed definitely helped me explore the artistic side of my personality, and I was able to get in touch with it a lot more than if I had never been a cannabis appreciator.
Sometimes I'll get really stoned and write jokes, but usually if I don't get stoned for a couple days in a row, then I can't sleep one night, and then as I'm about to fall asleep, I get a lightning bolt of inspiration and sometimes, write jokes all over my mirrors.
Sometimes when I get high, I will write a lot of
then
material.
You look at it later and you're like, barfing cereal? What did you mean?
Bird internet.
And the wings of angels. Wow. Okay, so penguin
prosciutto
is lardy. Did you think penguin prosciutto would be this lardy? It's almost all lard. It's fat.
I know you've probably broken a bong. Have you ever broken a bong?
Ooh.
Have you ever broken a bowl or a bong right after you cleaned it?
You know what? The only bong, I never broke it fully. It cracked, but it didn't leak yet. But it did eventually get rid of it. Bongs, I'm good. Bowls, I've broken many a bowls in my day.
Did you ever break anything right after cleaning it, though?
Yeah.
Because I remember one time.
I was a lifeguard.
I spent like an hour cleaning my bong.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I got done, I was like going to dry it off and I dropped it and it shattered. And I was like.
I cleaned mine on the pool deck once.
I was so mad, not only that I dropped it, but also it's like, okay, if I'm gonna break it,
did
I have to break
it
right after I spent all that time? Like, I can't get that hour of my life back. And now it's just right down the drain. Tough times. But
Cooking, you know what always makes tough
times better? Smoking marijuana.
Smoking weed.
It makes bad times good, and it makes good times even better.
I don't drink or smoke, though, if I'm in a really bad mood. Mm. Are you that way? I know for those of you listening to the Biscuits and Gravy Show, it's probably hard to imagine me
in
a bad mood unless you're on my Chuck It List, in which case I fucking hate you.
If you're on
my Chuck It List, you fucked up big time, brother, and I won't let it go.
If I'm... having a good time and I'm having a good day, a little bit of alcohol or marijuana will help elevate that. And
yeah,
if I'm having a really bad day, I usually don't
smoke or drink.
I think back when there was this one restaurant that I used to work at, and I really did not enjoy working there.
But you got to go high then.
But I made a lot of money there. And so what I would do is I would work and then I'd be angry. And then I would like, when I would get done, I'd go outside, smoke a bowl, and come back in and do my side work at the end of the night. And it would just change my whole demeanor. I don't think I've ever told this story on the radio about when we went to go buy weed and then we got robbed.
Whoa! I always thought you should do this in real life.
At my friend's, I've told this story on stage, but I don't think I've ever told it on the show. But I went over to this guy. His name was... But I'll bleep it on the...
But I mean, that sounds so good.
But my sister will know who it was because he was the captain of the football team and his family owned the ice cream store that we used to go
to. What?
He was like an all-American kid. I re-established contact with him later on when I got older.
Doritos are so good, dude.
And it turned out that he was selling weed. So we went over his house to go buy weed one time. And as my friend Bridget and I are upstairs in his house getting ready to buy weed, there's two black guys, boom, kick in the door, his front door, come running upstairs. They start waving guns around. They tell me and my friend Bridget to get on the ground. So we're like laying face down on the ground and they're like, go through her purse. They take her purse and like her money and her cell phone. They take my cell phone.
Jesus.
They take my wallet. They took like, they robbed both of us for all of our stuff. And then they take into the back and they steal, they have him open up his safe and they take like all his drugs and a bunch of money that he had. So then they run out the front door and all of a sudden I didn't know this kid, my friend, was like
all
super
American
gangster
hero.
Yeah, goes out into the street with a gun and starts shooting at these guys, and there's like a gun battle going off in the street outside. And so my friend Bridget and I are like, holy shit, dude. Like, what the fuck is going on? So we like run downstairs and get in my car and drive away and drive back to the restaurant. We were at the restaurant.
Your stuff.
And we were supposed to go buy, we were at work and we were supposed to get done work and go buy weed and meet up with our friends later. And
just
all
a little,
smoke
how much
together.
Weed? Like an eighth, an ounce?
We were just going to get like an eighth. And so we drive back to the restaurant and
dude, you got to eat these before I do.
We tell everybody, oh, you're not going to believe it, dude. We just got robbed and everything. What? And so I pick up the restaurant phone and I start calling my cell phone. And somebody answers my cell phone.
Oh, no.
And I thought it was the guys that robbed us.
They got in
and
break your bowl, dude.
I was like, hey, I need my cell phone back. Can you, like, leave it somewhere? And the guy who answered the phone was like, calm down. Like, I found this phone in the street outside the Wawa. I'll leave it in the Wawa and you can go pick it up. So he left it at the store, and I picked up my phone that night, the phone that I got robbed for.
Did you get your ID back and stuff?
So I got robbed for money. I got robbed for the weed that we were gonna buy, and I got robbed for my driver's license. My friend, who was the weed dealer, he reimbursed me for the weed. He gave me the weed for free that we got robbed, just to be like, sorry that happened to you, bro.
Did he shoot the people and get it back?
All I know is that there was a gun. I heard later that he was shooting at them, and they dropped a bunch of stuff in the middle of the street. I don't know if he actually shot them.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, he gave me the money back that I got robbed for.
Why is weed illegal? This is over weed?
He also gave me free weed, which was the weed that we were buying at the time was Blueberry Kush. So it was like fantastic.
Man, that's some good stuff, dude. More cheese? The first weed. Cheese?
And then, like 2 years later, here's how the story ends. Like fast forward to 2 years later, my mom calls me up and she's like, hey, Vince, some guy stopped by our house today and dropped off your driver's license. Apparently, they found my driver's license
in the
Olney,
river,
which is like on the other side of the city. Olney is like a not great part of town on the other side of town. Yeah. And somebody found my old driver's license, which had my parents' address on it. And they brought my driver's license all the way back and dropped it off at my parents' house. And my mom was like, you never told me that you lost your driver's license. So I was like, oh, yeah, I lost it. Sorry. And so
sorry.
It took like 2 years, but I did finally also get my driver's license back, and I was made completely whole from that entire experience.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why weed just be legalized.
So when we were buying the weed, we were supposed to buy it. We were going to split it with this third guy, John, who was the food runner at the restaurant. So when we went back to the restaurant, we were like, hey, man, sorry, we just got robbed and they took all the weed and
sure.
and the money. And he's like, it's okay. We can just go get weed from my brother. And so he called up his brother, who also sold weed. And I was like, I wish we had called that guy first.
Yeah.
but then we ended up rolling a blunt and baking out my car. And this was like a half hour after my friend Bridget and I were like laying face down on the ground with guns to the back of our head, thinking that we're going to die. And then a half hour
that
later,
a good feeling.
We're in the parking lot of the Franklin Mills Mall smoking a blunt in my car, being like, that shit is so crazy that just happened. Can you believe that just happened?
And that is why we celebrate 420 every year. It's because of heroes just like you, Vincent Archangel Gravy III.
And you know what, Chuck? They, you know,
we should be celebrating. You are more festive for this holiday than you are for Halloween, for Thanksgiving.
Remember when we were like in like the mid 2000s when like weed was still like super counterculture?
But it made it fun, though.
And on 420, you'd walk around and you'd be like, "Hey, man. Happy holidays," and wink, and they'd be like, oh, I get it, bro. But then other people wouldn't know what you're talking about. Now
oh,
it's like,
shoot, I'm going to be in Connecticut for 420.
Now it's like on the news. It's
that's
like
today.
Today's 420, and we're celebrating by smoking weed outside in front of a cop.
Yeah, you know.
Now, 420 is kind of like a juvenile thing, too, because it's like real stoners smoke weed every day. The joke about 420 is that 420 is a day where people who smoke weed every day smoke weed.
Yeah, and the people who don't smoke weed all the time wear shirts about it but don't do it.
Yeah. So, you know, 420 is like a little bit of a juvenile thing, but you know what?
There's a part of us that's always in junior high school, though,
you have
brother.
To remember it wasn't always like this. You know, us stoners had to fight for our weed smoking rights.
We had to wait for the governor of Connecticut's son to get arrested smoking weed.
Before you could smoke weed and not have to worry about having a permanent record.
Ooh, baby.
That's
well,
going on your permanent record.
I think we just did it, brother. I think we just had one heck of a 420 episode.
All right. So
coming
are you
up
saying
on the Biscuits and Gravy Show, we got Durga Durga Dirk and yeah, blah, so blah, 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 blah.
This episode is going to drop on 420.
Chee-hoo.
And which will also be Easter. So happy Easter, everybody.
A lot of Easter eggs in this
Chuck,
episode.
When this episode comes out, you'll be in Connecticut.
Yeah, dog. I'm going to have three Easters that
I hope
day
you're having a very happy Easter / 420. And, you know, go
I
Christ.
I should smoke weed with my parents. That's what I should do.
Do your parents smoke weed?
My parents they're about to. No, they don't. But they're about to smoke. They're about to do something.
Do you know?
I don't like when people get their dog stoned, but I think I'm going to get my parents
stoned.
Yeah,
we covered that. Well, you also have gotten your dad to eat dog treats as well, right?
Yeah, so the circle continues.
All right, so here's something funny. We
You're
talked
so
about
tall from down here.
We talked about weed containers. Yeah, Chuck is horizontal on the couch right now. So we talked about different weed containers earlier.
It's a comfy couch.
What's the what you know the number one thing that boomers always kept their weed in?
Film containers?
The film containers, exactly.
Yeah, you ever find weed in the back of a car in a film container and you're like, what the heck bark is this?
That's how you know that somebody's been smoking weed since the 70s, is they have their weed in one of those film containers.
In a film container.
My friend Pete keeps his weed in a film container. It's like, dude, that's such strong boomer energy. But you know, it's the best thing to keep it in.
No, a mason jar is the best thing.
The joke
a
is that
a Ziploc bag is the best thing.
There's a dad joke where they'll pick up a film canister and they'll be like, "Hey, did you know that these things can also hold film?" Which it's a good joke. All right, Chuck. So now it's time for the 420 edition of Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff Knowledge Buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove he's the stoniest buffalo in the room.
I am the stoniest buffalo alive.
You are. Here.
Today's show is underwritten in part by
Doritos. Today's show is brought to us
Jeffrey Tambor's Tambourines. Hey now.
And today's show is also brought to us by Britney Spears hair cutting scissors for the best in
hey!
Shears. Get Britney Spears. All right.
Today's show is underwritten in part by Dooba Doop Boop.
Okay. Oh, also here's a good one.
Bruce Springsteen's string beans.
They're grown in the USA. Here, read this one.
Today's show is underwritten apart by lovely, community-minded celebrity sponsors like Justin Trudeau's Real Bread. Because real bread can only come from a Trudeau. Hey, Vince.
That's Trudeau. Okay, so, that's how old that sponsorship is. He's not even, like, the governor of Canada anymore, is he?
No, he's not the viceroy of Canada.
The viceroy. Did you know the viceroy is also a type of butterfly?
Yeah, dog. Like it's thinner than the monarch. It's shrimp.
Okay, so are you ready for the 420 edition of Chuck Stuff and
the
Knowledge Buffalo?
The 420 edition of Chuck Stuff and Knowledge Buffalo. Hey!
There you go.
You see what I did there?
I knew we would find something.
Star
press the button.
Fish and delight.
Go.
Afternoon delight.
Press. You're on a gravy train. No, press the Chuck Stuff and Knowledge Buffalo.
Oh, I can't see it from down here. Chuck Stuff the
top
Knowledge
right
Buffalo.
All right, our first question comes from Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Oh, that was the name from Half Baked. Okay, maybe it should have been higher.
Mary Jane wants to know, who wrote The Lord of the Rings?
J.R. Tolkien.
J.R. Tolkien, man, is absolutely correct, man. All right, our second question comes from Alana Blazer. Alana Blazer wants to know, what do you call an overnight airplane flight? What's the name for
a red eye?
That's a red eye, man.
It's a red eye, man.
All right, and our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
What is a hat trick?
Billy Stone sent this one in. Billy wants to know, this year, who did the Eagles beat in the Super Bowl?
The Eagles built the Chiefs.
They beat the Chiefs, man.
Bro.
That's right. They beat the
Chiefs.
Very good. And you got three out of three, Chuck. So that means that you are the smartest Oklahoma buffalo
alive. Oklahoma is just okay with me. I'm the puffiest. I'm the buffalo.
You win Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
I'm Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
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 And that also means that that's the end of our 420 spectacular.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy, baby. I'm Chuck Sauce. He's Vincenti. Catch us out 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com.
Guys, remember to take care of each other because we're all we've got.
Tip people in weed, too. That's people like
If you go out to a restaurant, yeah, tip your server in weed 99% of the time.
Give
they'll
them
be
weed.
Stoked. Give them money also, but also
give them a little nuggaroon.
Give them a little nuggaroonie.
Give
they
them
love
a little
that.
Hoobada-hoo and a little bit of la-da-da-da.
I love getting tipped in drugs, but one time I had a guy tip me a bunch of Viagra. Yeah, totally stiffed me.
Real happy I'm lying on the ground for this one, guys. I'll see you next week. Same gravy place, same biscuit time. And from me to you, aloha. Pack that bowl, baby. Slow down. Little kisses. Gravy. Do you think this song's about sex?
Give me. So gimme, 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 gimme.
Get my voice up great on the ground.